danced all night like a raging sea. Woke up and climbed from a suicide machine. With her Spanish candles and her Persian palms, stuck on the rocks inside Opus 40 stone. And scratching her wrists in the pouring rain, she collapses down upon the ocean floor. Mine's on fire.
Well, she tossed all night like a raging sea. Woke up and climbed from the suicide machine. With her Spanish candles and her Persian poems, stuck on the rocks inside Opus 40 stone. And scratching her wrists in the pouring rain, she collapses down upon the ocean floor. Mine's on fire. Nights alone.
so did you. We're gonna change the world.
All right.
The Gallo Kings of Dance, our town, our states, and parks are higher ground. Do anything that we found, and on the river flowed. Oh, you take a drink from the Reverend Jimmy John Jay. You cross the street on the path that comes wrong. Throw the sign and left to waste your lamp with you. You knew your place, you wander around. Get out of your face on the river flowed. Smoke and brew you do, but it sure has left its mark on you. Be still with us today.
Right.
Life goes on and round the gum, and words can kill the things I know. Often you cut me deeply sobered on the river flows. And you set the table for the Barbara Sweeney Todd. Yeah, you clip the wings off of any rising god. Make a living hope alone, it can be caught. The lightning's grown, broke your spirit, but not your bones. And on the river flows.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
We'll be right back.
Devil's Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
The clouds are heavy, the sky gets darker, and pretty soon there's going to be a storm. You like to go out to take a walk, but you don't want to take the chance. Stormy weather can always come back. You know that life is made of ups and downs. You want to be safe without a worry about the others getting cold. Now the rain is really pouring, and you're home without a worry. You don't think you could be shaken.
Fail you. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia, Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time, too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show. Live on radio, Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight and often beyond.
I don't believe it.
Well, 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 Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Hey, Harry, listen up. This is very important. Not all wizards are good.
My name is Voldemort, and I went to Hogwarts, but I left it for a darker side.
It sounds like him.
I gained a lot of power, and I gained a lot of strength, and then committed homicide.
Except for one kiss.
Now I'm back in the swing, and there's just one thing that I want for my very own. Cause I laugh and I chortle, but I won't be immortal till I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a quirrel.
Stone.
Use the strength to take over the world.
Yeah.
Stone. Gonna see Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone.
That's a very, very Woo. Evil plan.
The god'll teach a name, Snapey Sneaky, as a snake, just slithering for the Slytherin team. They got the mirror of Aeroset, displaying everybody's dreams.
They got a unique spell that Nikki Flamel gave to Hogwarts as a loan. I ain't got nobody, but I'll have my party once I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a quirrel. Use the strength to take over.
See Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone.
Hey, I know how.
Quidditch match!
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, Harry, Hermione, Draco, and Ron search the dark forest in detention for a creature most beautiful, sure as you're born. Cause Voldemort drinks the blood of unicorns.
There's a bunch of little student preteen wizards who practice their magic tricks. They got a genuine Quidditch ball stadium for flying round on wooden sticks. They're no match for me, and as soon as we throw that three-headed dog a bone, he will still be sniffing, so the kids from Gryffindor can lead me to the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a quirrel. Use the strength to take over the world.
Gonna
see Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone. Live forever with the Sorcerer's
Stoned for 8 of his 11 years, and his story is still widely told, how he battled with pure evil and he beat that Shrek-like troll while in the halls of Hogwarts. Through that forbidden third floor is the dust that once was Quirrell, former shell of Voldemort. And underneath, inscribed upon a broomstick made of wood, it says, "Beware of being the bad guy when there's nothing left."
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rock. We're gonna rock. We're gonna rock. We're gonna R-O-C-K rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo. Around the clock tonight, gonna keep on rocking till the broad daylight. Gonna rock, gonna rock. I said R-O-C-K, rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo. When the chimes ring 5 and 6 and 7, I'll be going up in 7. Hey, I'm gonna rock around the clock tonight, gonna keep on till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock. I said, oh. I said R-O-C-K, rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo, we're gonna rock, we're gonna rock, we're gonna rock, rock, rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo, rock!
Hey. Beautiful, beautiful. Bill Haley and the Comets, how about that? You did a better job.
That's quite, you know, he sang well the last time, but he was a little nervous. And now he's a pro now. He's used to these cameras, you know, right? What have you been doing lately? I hear you've been doing some gigs around town, right? Where have you sang? I know you've been a couple places because your mother told me. I was going to go to one place, but I I had something going myself. But where you been singing at, Michael?
I've been singing at, with my my new piano player at Westside, and we've been doing that for a long time, and
but you've been singing several places around town, right?
Yeah, and we were trying to get it on.
You know what you need? You need a guitar. With singing that kind of music, you gotta have a guitar, you know, and really shake it up a little bit, you know, huh?
Michael, you want to introduce your piano player?
Who's your piano player?
My piano player is Clark McLean.
Clark McLean?
Yeah.
Come here, Clark. You've been playing for Mike for quite a while?
We've been working on some of these things for quite a while, right.
Yeah, he's going to go places. What an improvement, really. It's been a beautiful improvement.
I think he's really making big strides now.
Very
good.
I like that rock around the clock. You did a very good job on that.
Well, thank you, Michael, for coming down. Even if you was a little late, you got here. That's a trooper for you, really.
That's right.
All right, this one's called Master Splinter.
I'm not afraid to
This one's called Master Splinter.
We'll be right back. die.